United States still is, the city on a hill.
Without immigrants, America wouldn't be what America is today.
We felt the freedom right away.
I've never felt unwelcome.
The conversation around legal immigrants has been poisoned by the controversies over undocumented.
Sheriff Joe, we are here! We will not live in fear!
Immigration reform, a simmering debate in this country. There's no disputing the fact that we are a nation of immigrants. Ava Malona is executive director of the Immigrant Rights and Advocacy Coalition, MIRA.
We have the most generous immigration policy in the world.
But at a September GOP fundraiser in Nashua, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio was equally quick to proclaim,
"We're a nation of laws. You got to enforce the laws."
And those laws and immigration policy and practice are often on a collision course. Dan Canstrom, professor at Boston College Law School, has written extensively about the basic rights of the individual versus government power, and says the idea of citizenship plays prominently in those arguments. But he also asks, what about non-citizens?
Does that mean that they have no rights? Does it mean that they have lesser rights?
South Boston Tea Party activist Sue Long doesn't hesitate giving her answer.
I feel that there's a process and that for people who come here legally, that they should have the first opportunity.
A look at the legal process in my next report. Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.